This fall, students will return to Sandy Hook Elementary School for the first time since the 2012 shooting that killed 20 students and 6 educators. The public just got their first look at the new school building. It's on the same property as the old one. WSHU's Davis Donovan spoke with the building's designers about how they dealt with such an emotional project.
When the architecture firm Spiegels and Partners designed the building, they spent months talking to people in the community about what they wanted. This wasn't a normal building project. Julia McFadden was the project manager.
They were very passionately protective.
She says they knew the building would have to be a living school with hundreds of children coming and going every day.
They really communicated heartfelt feelings about wanting, you know, the whole community to come together and to recreate the school in a way that the town could reconnect to it, because they really had their heart ripped out.
McFadden leads reporters on a tour. She points out peaceful nature themes throughout the school. Wood paneling, gardens, and alcoves that look like tree houses.
Tree houses evoking childhood and for children, actually, to have that sense of their space that they own.
There's no memorial anywhere, though. Jay Brotman is with Spiegels and Partners. He says that's not what the school community wanted.
Well, we had to look at everything we did with the lens of the parents and children that were involved, the teachers, the faculty, that is different than other communities. But in the end, it's every community wants the same thing. Really what they want is a fabulous place for the children.
There will eventually be a permanent memorial in Newtown. The town's still figuring out what that will look like. But Newtown First Selectman Pat Lodra says it will not be on the site of the new school. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.